Hey everyone. So it seems like you're interested in using AI for product requirement documents.
Yeah, PRDs, but
It's kind of a,
it's a lot,
it
right?
can be overwhelming.
So many
The
tools,
tangled mess of cables.
so many different approaches.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
It's like we need the perfect cable organizer to make sense of it all.
Exactly.
And maybe AI can be that for us.
We'll see.
Well, that's what this deep dive is all about.
Yeah, let's untangle this mess.
We're taking a look at a podcast episode called AI-Powered PRDs, Write Killer Product Specs in Half the Time.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
It was hosted by
Mubo de Montri.
Vitamin Omatri, that's right.
She had some really interesting things to say about how AI is changing the game.
Like completely changing how we think about PRDs.
Right, from the ground up.
And hopefully how we can be more efficient.
And less frustrated.
Because let's be honest,
Traditional PRDs can be a real headache.
they really
I
can.
mean, you spend all this time crafting this document,
Hours and hours.
and then it ends up feeling like a blueprint with missing measurements.
Exactly.
So much wasted time and effort.
And frustration.
Lots of frustration.
Not exactly the recipe for a successful product launch.
No, it's not.
But maybe AI can help us avoid those pitfalls.
Yeah, that's the hope.
Madhumita seems to think so.
She makes a strong case in the episode.
So let's dive in and see what she has to say.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so first things
Yeah.
first.
Yeah. What's the problem with traditional PRDs?
Like, what are the biggest pain points?
Well, according to Madhumita,
Yeah.
there are four main issues.
Four. Okay.
First, they're super time consuming.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
You're constantly updating them.
And trying to keep everyone on the same page.
Which brings us to the second issue, misinterpretations.
Oh, yeah. That's a bunch
Like
of.
that jargon can lead to confusion and mistakes.
Especially with non-technical stakeholders.
Exactly.
And then there's the whole version control nightmare.
Oh, don't even get me started on that.
Is this the latest version?
Who knows?
Where's the final draft?
It's buried in someone's inbox, probably.
Ugh, so
And
frustrating.
finally, there's the lack of engagement.
Yeah, PRDs don't exactly have a reputation for being exciting.
No, they do not.
They're often seen as these dry, technical documents.
That nobody really wants to read.
So how do we fix that?
Well, that's where AI comes in.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
AI has the potential to address all of these challenges.
All of them.
Yeah, it can help us write PRDs faster.
Okay, that's a good start.
It can make them clearer and easier to understand.
Even for the non-technical folks.
Exactly. And it can improve collaboration and engagement.
So no more version control nightmares.
Hopefully not.
I'm liking the sound of this.
Me too.
So it's like AI is this PRD superhero sidekick.
I like that analogy.
It's here to help us save the day.
And rescue us from the tyranny of traditional PRDs.
Okay, so what superpowers does this AI sidekick have?
Well, let's start with market research and competitor analysis.
Okay, those are pretty crucial parts of any PRD, but they can be really time-consuming.
And often involve a lot of manual effort.
Sifting through data reports.
Reading endless
Yeah,
articles.
not exactly the most exciting part of the job.
But AI can change all that.
How so?
There are tools out there that can do the heavy lifting for us.
Like what?
We'll take exploding topics, for example.
Exploding topics.
It's a trend forecasting tool.
So it can tell us what's hot and what's not.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It's like having a crystal ball for your industry.
Okay, I'm definitely intrigued.
So, for instance, let's say you're building a fitness app.
Okay, fitness app.
Exploding topics might reveal that pickleball is about to become the next big thing.
Pickleball.
I know it sounds random,
It does a little.
but that's the beauty of it.
You're saying pickleball is going to be huge.
Exploding topics is picking up on early signals.
So it's like a trend predictor. So
Exactly.
armed with that information.
You could add pickleball-specific features to your app,
And suddenly you're ahead of the curve.
attracting a whole new wave of users.
That's pretty powerful stuff.
It is.
Instead of reacting to trends
You're anticipating them.
and capitalizing on them before the competition catches on.
That's the AI advantage.
I'm starting to see the appeal.
And it's not just about spotting trends.
What else can AI do?
It can also give us an inside look at our competitors.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's a tool called Crayon that does just that.
Crayon.
It's like having a secret agent constantly monitoring your rivals.
Okay, I'm all ears.
So let's say you're in the fintech world
Okay, fintech.
and you're building a savings app.
Got it.
Crayon might reveal that none of your competitors offer a gamified savings feature.
Gamified savings.
Yeah, like where users earn points or badges for reaching their savings goals.
That's a cool idea.
Right.
And Crayon would tell me if anyone else is doing that.
Exactly.
So it helps you identify those gaps in the market,
Those unique selling points.
but make your product stand out.
Precisely.
It's like having a real-time feedback loop.
That's a great way to put it.
That helps you refine your PRD as you go.
You're not just writing a static document.
You're constantly evolving it.
Based on the latest information?
That's a game changer.
It really is.
AI is making PRDs much more dynamic.
And responsive to real-time insights.
This is already so insightful.
Glad to hear it.
It seems like AI is giving us a whole new set of tools.
Yeah, it's not just about writing PRDs anymore.
It's about thinking strategically.
About our products and our users.
I like that.
So are you ready to explore how AI helps us understand our users?
Absolutely. Tell me more.
Let's dive in. And that's where Madhu Mehta really brings it to life.
Yeah.
With this real-world example.
Oh, okay.
Of building a scheduled group ordering feature for a food delivery app.
Oh, yeah, a group ordering thing.
Right.
That can get messy.
It totally can.
Where do you even start?
Well, she talks about using AI for every step of the PRD.
Really?
Yeah, like even from the introduction.
The overview.
Yeah.
You mean like the initial pitch for the feature?
Yeah.
Okay, so how does AI help with that?
She suggests using ChatGPT.
Oh, okay, ChatGPT.
You could feed it a prompt like, write a concise overview for a new scheduled group ordering feature.
Okay, yeah.
In a food delivery app, around 100 words.
Okay, so give it some parameters.
Right, and then
focus.
And tell it to highlight the benefits for users and the business.
Okay, so it's like
ChatGPT can help you write that initial pitch.
Get everyone excited about the feature.
Make sure it's clear and concise.
Yeah, and actually gets people on board.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It's like having an expert copywriter on call.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, so after the overview,
what's next?
You need to define the goals for the feature.
The goals.
And remember those SMART goals we talked about?
SMART goals.
Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
Yeah, those were way better than just like...
Yeah, vague goals are useless.
We want more users or something.
Exactly.
So how does AI help with SMART goals?
Well, Madhu Mehta suggests using Jasper.
Okay, another AI tool.
Yeah, it can take your initial goals.
Which are probably pretty vague.
Probably, and then...
And make them smart.
It helps you refine them.
So for example...
Let's say your initial goal is to increase average order value.
Okay, pretty standard goal.
Right. But Jasper might help you turn that into increase the average group order value by 15% within the first 3 months of launch.
Oh, wow. Okay.
See how that's much more specific and measurable?
That's a huge difference.
It is.
It's like now you actually have a target to aim for.
Exactly.
Not just a vague hope.
Right.
Okay. I'm liking this.
So Jasper takes the guesswork out of goal setting.
Gives you clear benchmarks.
To track your progress.
Okay, so we've got SMART goals. Now what?
Well, now we need to figure out who we're building this feature for.
Right, the target audience.
Yeah.
I remember you mentioned UserForge for that.
Yeah, for creating user personas.
So instead of just saying,
I'm the only one who eats.
Yeah, that's not very helpful.
Yeah.
So UserForge can help us get more specific.
Way more specific.
How does it work?
You feed UserForge your existing user data.
Okay.
And it generates these incredibly rich profiles.
User profile?
Yeah, like full-fledged personas.
What kind of information do they include?
Demographics, behaviors, motivations, even a picture.
Wow, okay.
So you might end up with a persona like office manager Olivia.
Office manager Olivia.
Who's always struggling to coordinate lunch orders for her team.
I can relate to that.
And wants a seamless way to collect everyone's preferences and payments.
Oh, yeah, that would be amazing.
Boy.
Or like busy parent Ben.
Who needs to schedule dinner in advance?
After a long day?
Yeah, juggling work and kids.
Oh, that's me.
These personas give you a much deeper understanding
of your target audience.
Of who you're building for.
Their specific needs.
Their pain points.
Yeah, like actually understanding.
That is real people.
Not just data points.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got our goals, our target audience.
What's next?
User stories.
You got it.
And Madhu Mehta recommended ChatGPT for this too, right?
She did.
So we can just give it a prompt. Like,
generate 5 user stories for the scheduled group ordering feature.
Okay.
Focusing on different user types and their needs.
And boom, we've got user stories.
It's that easy.
That's amazing.
It is.
So ChatGPT can churn out those user stories.
In no time.
And then what?
We can refine them with Axiom.ai.
Oh yeah, Axiom.ai.
And remember, it analyzes real user feedback.
Support tickets, survey responses.
All that good stuff.
To uncover those hidden pain points.
And refine our understanding of what users really want.
So it's like a reality check for our user stories.
Exactly.
Making sure they're actually grounded in reality.
Not just our assumptions.
I love that.
Okay, so we've got our goals, our target audience, and our user stories.
All fleshed out.
Solid foundation for the PRD.
But what are the actual features?
The features.
How do we decide what to include?
Well, Machu Mita outlines some key features for scheduled group ordering in the episode.
Okay, what kind of features?
A shareable order link.
So you can send it to your group.
Yeah, a cutoff time for adding items.
Makes sense.
Options for individual and split payments.
Oh, that's crucial.
Right.
And, of course, the ability to schedule the delivery for a specific time.
Got it.
That's a pretty good list.
It's a good starting point.
But how do we know we're not missing anything?
Like what our competitors are doing.
Yeah.
Well, that's where competitor analysis comes in.
Oh, right.
Machu Mita recommends using Crayon again.
Crayon for everything.
Pretty much.
So we'd use Crayon to see how other apps handle group ordering.
Exactly.
See what features they offer.
How their interfaces work.
Yeah. Get some inspiration.
And maybe find some areas where we can differentiate.
Oh, right. So Crayon isn't just about copying.
No, it's about understanding the landscape.
Finding those gaps in the market.
Those unique selling points.
That make your product stand out.
Exactly.
I'm getting it.
So you might discover that none of your competitors offer a built-in tip splitting feature.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Or the ability to customize dietary restrictions for each group member.
Okay, that's smart.
Those are the kinds of things that Crayon can help you uncover.
I'm liking Crayon more and more.
That's a pretty handy tool.
So we've got a list of potential features.
Now it.
Prioritization.
You're on fire.
Which features do we build first?
Well, Machu Mita talks about using Product Board for that.
Product Board.
It's a product management platform.
And it can help us prioritize features.
Yeah, you can map out your features in Product Board.
Okay.
And then prioritize them based on user value and development effort.
So it's not just a random decision.
No, it's data-driven.
Using frameworks like RICE or Moscow.
You know your stuff.
Well, I've been doing my research.
Impressive.
So we're focusing on the features.
That deliver the most value.
To our users.
And have the biggest impact on our business goals.
Okay, I like that.
It's all about being strategic.
Not just building random stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, so features are nailed down. We've prioritized them.
Now we move on to
the technical side of things.
The nitty-gritty details.
And Machu Mita has some AI suggestions for that too, right?
She does.
Like what?
She recommends using ChatGPT to generate a high-level outline of the technical requirements.
So, like, database considerations.
No TI endpoints.
Points, security aspects.
That fun stuff.
So instead of trying to figure it all out ourselves.
ChatGPT can give us a starting point.
A framework to work with.
Exactly.
It's like having a technical consultant.
Built right into the process.
Okay, that's pretty amazing.
It is.
So we're saving time.
And preventing miscommunications.
With the development team.
Down the line.
This is all starting to feel like a well-oiled machine.
I like that.
AI is streamlining everything.
From ideation to testing.
Making it faster, smarter, more efficient.
It's a beautiful thing.
Okay, so we've covered features, technical requirements.
What about testing?
Oh, right. We need to make sure it actually works.
Of course.
How does AI help with that?
Machu Mita suggests using ChatGPT again.
ChatGPT for the win.
To generate test cases.
Based on
your user stories and acceptance criteria.
So like give it a prompt, like
generate acceptance criteria and test cases for the following user story.
Okay.
As a user, I want to be able to add items to a group order before the cutoff time.
And ChatGPT would spit out a bunch of test cases.
It would.
Covering all the different scenarios.
Edge cases, potential errors.
So we can make sure the feature is robust.
And can handle unexpected inputs.
Yeah, like thinking like a user who's trying to break the system.
Exactly.
ChatGPT helps us create a comprehensive testing plan.
To ensure we're delivering a high-quality product.
Okay, this is all very impressive.
It's pretty amazing how much AI can do.
It really is.
It's like having a whole team of experts.
At your fingertips.
Available 24/7.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From features to technical requirements to testing.
What else is there?
What about those release criteria we talked about earlier?
Oh, right, the internal checks and balances?
To make sure the feature is actually ready to launch.
Yeah, things like passing all acceptance tests.
Completing performance and security reviews.
Getting stakeholder approval.
All those essential steps.
To ensure a smooth launch.
Right.
And finally, we need to think about the future.
Even though we're focused on this one feature.
We need to keep an eye on the horizon.
See what's coming next.
Machu Mita suggests using exploding topics for that.
Exploding topics again.
It's a versatile tool.
So we'd use it to explore emerging trends.
That might be relevant to our feature down the line.
So for our scheduled group ordering example,
we might look at trends in corporate catering
or virtual event planning.
If we see that virtual events are becoming more popular,
we might want to add features for that.
Like sending virtual gift cards.
Or integrating with video conferencing platforms.
It's all about using AI to anticipate the needs of our users.
And make sure our product stays relevant.
Over time.
This has been so helpful.
Glad to hear it.
I can really see how AI is transforming the PRD process.
It's not just about writing faster.
It's about thinking smarter, working more collaboratively.
Building better products.
Any other key takeaways you want to emphasize?
I think the most important thing is that AI is not here to replace product managers.
That's a good point.
It's here to empower us.
It's enhance our skills.
Make us even better at what we do.
Right. It's a tool.
Not a replacement.
We're still in control.
We're using AI to augment our capabilities.
Not to abdicate our responsibility.
Well said.
So it's about finding that balance.
Between leveraging the power of AI.
And maintaining our own human agency.
Exact.
It's a collaboration.
Between human intelligence and artificial intelligence.
That leads to better products.
And a better future.
Well said.
Now, before we wrap up this deep dive,
there's
one final aspect we need to discuss.
What's that?
The ethical considerations.
Oh, right. The ethics of AI.
It's a big topic.
We'll explore that in the final part of our deep dive.
Stay tuned.
Okay, so we're back and ready to tackle the big one.
The ethics of AI.
Yeah, it's something we can't ignore.
Definitely not.
Especially when we're talking about using AI to shape product decisions.
Right. Those decisions can have a real impact.
On people's lives.
On society as a whole.
So where do we even begin?
Well, I think one of the first things to acknowledge
is
that AI systems are often trained on massive data sets.
And those data sets?
Can reflect existing biases in the world.
Oh, right. So if the data itself is biased?
The AI system can perpetuate those biases.
And amplify them.
Exactly.
So for example,
if an AI system is trained on data that primarily features male entrepreneurs,
it might be less likely to recommend funding for female-led startups.
Even if those startups have great potential.
That's a scary thought.
It is.
So how do we mitigate that risk?
Well, it starts with being aware of the potential for bias.
Acknowledging that it exists.
And then taking steps to address it.
Like what kind of steps?
Well, for one thing,
we
need to carefully curate the data sets that we use to train AI systems.
Make sure they're as diverse and represented as possible.
Exactly.
And we also need to be mindful of how we're using AI.
Not just blindly trusting the algorithms.
Right. Using our own human judgment to make sure the decisions are fair and equitable.
I think that's a key point.
Yeah.
AI should be a tool to augment our decision making.
Not to replace it.
We still need to be the ones in control.
Making sure we're using AI ethically and responsibly.
Absolutely.
Okay, so bias is a big concern.
What other ethical considerations are there?
Well, there's also the issue of data privacy.
Oh yeah, that's a big one.
Especially when we're talking about PRDs.
We're dealing with a lot of sensitive information.
User data, market insights, competitive intelligence.
It's all valuable stuff.
And we need to make sure it's protected.
So how do we do that?
Well, for starters,
we
need to be transparent with our users.
About how we're using their data.
And what steps we're taking to protect it.
Informed consent is crucial.
Absolutely.
And we also need to implement strong security measures.
Yeah, to prevent unauthorized access.
Data breaches can be devastating.
For both the company and the users.
Right, so we need to take data security seriously.
Okay, so bias and data privacy.
Those are two big ones.
Any other ethical considerations we should be thinking about?
Well, I think it's also important to consider the potential impact of AI on jobs.
Oh, right. The whole automation question.
Yeah, there's a lot of fear that AI will replace human workers.
And in some cases,
it's already happening.
So how do we navigate that?
Well, I think it's important to remember that AI is not just about automation.
It's also about augmentation.
Helping humans do their jobs better.
Then creating new opportunities.
Exactly.
So instead of fearing AI,
we should embrace it.
And focus on developing the skills that will be in demand in the future.
Skills like critical thinking, creativity, and emotional intelligence.
The things that make us uniquely human.
The things that AI can't replicate.
That's a hopeful message.
It is.
AI is not the enemy.
It's a tool
that we can use to create a better future.
For everyone.
I like that.
It's all about how we choose to use it.
And making sure we're using it ethically and responsibly.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
I feel like we've covered so much ground.
From the nuts and bolts of AI-powered PRDs.
To the broader ethical considerations.
It's a complex landscape.
But I think we've managed to shed some light on it.
I hope so.
Thanks for joining us on this journey.
It's been my pleasure.
And remember,
AI is a powerful tool.
But it's up to us to use it wisely.
And to create a future that benefits everyone.
Until next time.
Keep exploring.
Keep learning.
And keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Thanks for listening.